I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck. Well, there were 9 Utes, 3 Aggies.
Yeah, you want to redo that intro?
How many?
9 guys get picked, you know, just get picked from Utah. What the freak? Where's Utah State and BYU?
I meant the state of Utah.
Oh, the state of Utah.
No,
oh, okay.
Get your
I'm just a little sensitive.
In a knot there, yeah. Mr. We don't have anyone in the combine.
You just drove a stake through my heart, man.
I'm pretty sensitive right now,
and I was
Jason,
just like.
Jason, just so you know, I didn't do anything. I don't coach them. I don't recruit them. I don't set up conference affiliations. I don't do any of that.
I know.
I just report the facts, ma'am.
I know,
that's
bro.
That's all that I do.
I know, and I can't defend it. It hurts because it's, you know what? You know how I talked a few weeks ago about the sign of a successful program to me is the players going into the NFL. More than 3-star, 4-star, this ranking, that ranking. It's what's coming out the end of the pipe and going in the NFL, and that's one of the probably the biggest determining factor. What it goes along with what the program's doing.
You know what's coming out of the pipe at BYU?
Well, nothing this year.
I'm calling it constipation.
<All that. laughs>
Nothing's coming out.
Nothing's coming out. We need a little help.
All right, so interesting how there's a lot about this that's interesting, but Utah has 9 players, the most in their – really ever, and Utah State has 3 players. It's kind of left the cupboards bare, so to speak, at Utah, which is an interesting thing.
Yeah, you have a heavy class like that go out. It's gonna be interesting. It's telling in the program if they can replace that.
Now BYU, on the other hand, has a lot of guys coming back, so it's not all bad.
No, next year's class looks much better for BYU.
And there's a couple of guys that could have come
guys.
Out. Yeah, a couple of guys could have come out and gone to the draft. All right, so.
Yeah.
So there's 12 guys here in the state of Utah that are going to the combine, and the combine is really, you can move up a little, you can move down a little bit. It's not going to make or break you. They have a pretty good idea of who you are and what you can do. A lot of these scouts, a lot of these programs, they're dialed into the scouting
process. They're
dialed
in. I saw a few examples of, you know, look like Tarzan, play like Jane guys that really shot up in the combines.
Right.
And you were all looking around each other going, this guy sucks. He can't play.
Right.
But the scouts are all fired up on him because he does the drills good.
Right. It's athleticism. It's talent. Yeah. It's all that stuff. And there's certainly IQ and heart, and a lot of different things that go
they
into
can play football.
No question. All right, with all 12 of these guys, who do you think, who do you think will get drafted highest?
I'm going with Bradley and I.
Okay,
the highest.
This is all 12. I'm including Utah State.
Yeah. I know you're talking first round with Jordan Love, but man,
I'm not talking first round with him.
I'm
not the one doing the talking. Again,
right, the talk out there,
yeah,
which really surprises me because he didn't have that great of a year this year. I mean, I really like him. I really like him, and I'm excited for anybody's.
Are you in love with Jordan Love?
I you know what, I thought he was the best quarterback in the state going into the season, but then he, you know,
certainly wasn't coming out of it.
Not coming out of it. No,
yeah.
No, I was really high on him going in. But and I'm excited for anybody that goes high. I want him to go high, but that one I just have a big question mark on. And Bradley and I tell you, you know, a premium is always great defensive lineman, and he had a great year, obviously.
Right.
And I just expect him to be in that first, second round, you know, possibly second round, but he's going to go high.
All right. So Bradley and I is interesting to me, and I would have almost agreed with you.
Mm-hmm.
Where I didn't see him show up was against good teams and good offensive tackles.
I know.
And it's that thing you talk about a lot where having that length.
Yeah.
Because he's not a lengthy guy, right?
No, he's a couple inches shorter.
He gets too much into these offensive linemen.
And big old 6'7" offensive tackles just swallow him up.
They kind of hug him a little bit.
Yeah.
And
they're taught to.
And so I was expecting more. I really was. I was like, this guy should have this, and he's great. And I'm pulling for him. I'm just being objective here.
Yeah.
So I just don't know.
And he's a touch small.
He had a really good Senior Bowl, and I think if anything's going to move the needle for a guy, it's the Senior Bowl, where those teams have a whole week to talk to you and watch how you are in meetings and see how you practice. And then they get an idea. They go, yeah or no, you know. And he had a really good Senior Bowl.
That helps him a lot.
And so,
because those last two games of the season, Texas and Oregon, weren't good games.
You wonder if it's technique, right? How well he's being taught.
Yeah.
Because there's just things I see and I go, could be better.
Yes.
So, I'm just
so because of that, it could drop. That's why I said second. But right. No, he could drop all the way to third. I don't see him going lower than the third round, though. You know, it's.
I think he should go above Jordan Love. But I'm saying who's going to go first. I'm saying it's going to be Jordan Love.
Wow, that'll blow me away.
Yeah,
based on the season, you know. And I agree with you on the weaknesses of Bradley and I. And I'm being around the draft before and knowing how to coach the teams get pumped up, but they love the quarterback too. I'll just be a little shocked that he beats Bradley and I.
Here's what's hard. If you're going to be a first rounder, you got to be one of the top 32 players in the country.
Yeah.
So he's not competing just against defensive linemen.
Oh, yeah.
He's competing against quarterbacks. And there's some highly rated quarterbacks in the draft.
Yeah.
Highly rated offensive linemen in the draft. There's defensive linemen rated above him in the draft. There's cornerbacks that are probably rated above him in the draft.
Yeah.
You know, I think he could. I wouldn't be surprised if a Nye doesn't go in like second round.
Yeah. Second, I think the lowest he'll go is a third round. You know, you see guys drop that surprise you. Like you said, I remember, going in there, and you're right. I was up against, it was Boza and Jerome Brown on the D-line and those kind of guys. And
you were 17.
I went 17th
overall.
Come
on, quit it. Stop it.
Spielman and Cornelius Bennett.
Stop it. Alonzo Spielman? Or Chris Spielman?
The Ohio State, Chris Spielman.
Oh.
Did you play with Spielman?
Chris was, he wasn't very good.
Well, I can't remember what. He went first round.
I don't think he was a first rounder. Yeah. He was a lot of hype. He might have been.
He was a lot of hype. He was Ohio State's guy.
Yeah, I don't know. He was a good NFL guy, but
played at Detroit quite a few years.
I played with him.
Yeah, I was going to say. I think he crossed over.
So, okay. I like this idea of who's going to go first, but I want to find out who's going to be the best. So we're going to take a break. When we come back. Let's talk about. Who's actually going to be the best?
You're rich now.
Yes, I did. Can you handle that?
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, Rivals. Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck here, talking about the players in the state of Utah who are going to the combine and to be drafted. Don't get that confused with the players at the University of Utah, because Well, they have the most players. What is it, nine? Did we say it was nine?
Yep. It looks like bit closer than
Utah. Utah State had how many? Three. How many do BYU have again?
They don't have anybody at the combine, so I wouldn't expect anybody to get drafted.
I forgot about that.
I was remembering back to 85 and 86.
Living in the 80s.
11.
Yeah. Okay, so we talked about, and there's kind of debate. It's somewhere between Jordan Love and Bradley and I as to who's going to be the first player picked.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily sure they're going to have the best career. Because I have a guy I actually think will play a long time. Not going to tell you who it is yet, but I'm curious. Who do you think out of all these players will actually have the longest and maybe most impactful career?
You know, I could make a better judgment after the draft knowing what team and what system and what coaches they went to.
Oh, Jason. Right? Come on. Right now, today.
But I'm thinking Blackman.
Oh,
even
though he has a torn ACL.
Oh, I did not realize he had a torn ACL. Yeah. I missed that one.
Yeah, kind of has a boo-boo.
Okay.
Big boo-boo.
Yeah, but you know what? Nowadays, the surgeries are 1,000 times better than we are playing. And they come off of them pretty good.
Yep.
Without that, I would
He's a guy, actually, you know what? You may be right about that because he's a guy, maybe he gets drafted, maybe he doesn't. A team just takes a flyer on him and they let him rehab. And he gets in a good situation, and then he comes back.
And they give him a year.
And maybe he's a guy that it works with.
You know, I was talking to Chase Hansen's uncle the other day in the gym and, you know, just getting an update on Chase. And that was, you know, they picked him up and just paid him the minimum salary, which is like, whatever, $475 or whatever. It's really nice. And just rehabbed him all year.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, man, that's a great thing. If a team believes in you that much, and they're going to invest that and then develop you. So, and you can still end up having a really good run if you stay
healthy. Yeah, it's not a bad move by a team with a really good player.
No,
like
it's
that.
Not.
And that's a good pick. I don't disagree with that.
Just for a long
Zach Moss,
run.
Potentially, if he gets in the right situation,
that'd
could
be my number two.
Could be a good player.
I like Zach Moss.
I'll tell you another guy that I really like is Francis Bernard.
Yeah.
I think Francis Bernard could be a Bobby Wagner type of player.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, he was very good.
He did play well.
Played well, showed a lot of speed, a lot of instinct, gets in the right situation. He's one guy I really like.
He could.
And I could see all of these guys doing well.
You want to watch one that would not surprise me to see, is it Loki?
Lecky Fotu?
Lecky Fotu. Gets switched to offensive line.
Oh.
He goes to the NFL. That move would not surprise
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? He needs technique work, you know, from when I was watching him, when I'd zero in on him, you know, I wasn't, you know, real happy with him all the time and his technique when I really
send
zeroed
him letters
in.
Or text messages?
Well, you know, no.
With your disdain
I
for
just
him?
Scream at the TV screen when I see some
really?
Technique problems. Because I really take defensive line technique personally. But I've seen guys like him before that, you know, weren't quite as, you know, he's not quick like a Haloti Ngata.
Right.
You know, doesn't have that quickness and that leverage.
Yep.
And so I've seen guys like that that are like very tall and long make a great offensive lineman.
I will let you guess all of the players on that sheet, and I'll bet it'll be the last one you guess.
That
I think is going to have the best NFL career.
That you think is?
Yep. And I'll give you a hint. It's a player from Utah.
Oh, Austin Lee from BYU.
No, the University of Utah.
From the University of Utah.
Yeah.
You think he's going to have the longest? I'm looking it over right now.
Yes, you are.
And I'm going, what you're thinking, because you're such a homer. You're going to the Tyler Huntley.
No.
You're just a quarterback homer.
He didn't go to the combine. No. Like I said, you won't guess it.
I was trying to make a wild guess because you always pull something out of your hat.
Yes. I'm going to pull it out again, and it's going to be Javelin Guidry.
What?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. I'm not saying he's going to be a superstar. I'm just saying this is a guy who will probably go and
just
play
get in the league and be a workhorse
because
and play a long time.
He is,
stay healthy.
He is blazing fast. He is – He'll be one of the top. He'll be one of the fastest guys at the combine.
And the team, a man team, will just take him and line him up.
And they're going to put him in that. They're going to put him in that nickel slot. And with the way the league is and throwing the ball, and he's a guy I would not be surprised plays a long time in the NFL.
Yeah.
So there's my sleeper pick.
Yeah, that's a good sleeper pick. You know, because I've seen guys utilized like that. That we had a guy come in from Oklahoma. Man, he was Ricky Dixon. I mean, he was the number five pick in the draft from Oklahoma. And we'd kind of joke about it on the team. And, Ricky, man, he could only play man. They had to go out on the field and the players say, you cover that guy.
Yeah.
Because if they covered
– If he had to do anything else,
it was meltdown, right? Yeah. But he could play in the league just lining out there and
– Nothing wrong with that.
So you got guys like that that can just go, right?
I hear you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for Rivals today.
Yeah, that was a good – you know, that was a good sleeper.
Yeah.
My sleeper is Austin Lee.
Austin Lee?
From BYU.
Okay.
He's gonna be like a Sorensen, at Kansas City Chiefs. Work, get in the league.
So you going to the combine?
Be smart. No.
Oh. All right.
But
he's
from Idaho, so I'm going
with
him.
That explains everything.
Yeah, he's gonna punch you in the mouth and knock you out, and he'll just go do it.
Idaho's good.
Idaho's awesome, man.
Idaho brought us potatoes, and I like potatoes, so it's a good thing.
Brought you potatoes and Jason Buck.
This round of Rivals is now over. He's Jason Buck. I'm Scott Mitchell. We're powered by KSLSports.com. You can find us on Facebook at The Rivals Podcast, Twitter at The Rivals Show. And until then, please like Jason Buck.